Welcome to TSW Off the Dark Side.
That went a bit long before, right?
Yeah.
Good content.
And now we're recording the After Dark, so...
We can say boobies
you
and
You can say whatever you want. Boobies and willies. Alright, let's kick this off. So the idea this episode of the After Dark Side will be us looking at just some potential, it won't be a very long one, just some titles for episode 8 that have been floating around. So there are three.
There they are. I've got them.
Can you see them?
Yeah, hey, the cats are fighting. So Jenny's shouting.
That's what you get on the After Dark.
She is swearing.
Cat fights. Three episodes.
Damn fucking
eight.
Asshole pieces of shit.
That's,
Jen, you're now in Dark Side, having swearing about your pussies.
Oh. All right, episode 8 titles. Three potential titles leaked out. Can you see those?
I can see them. Right, I'm liking these.
You like them?
Well.
So the first one is The Tale of the Jedi Temple.
Nah, don't like that one.
That's a very Indiana Jones style.
Yeah, don't like that. But I like the second one.
Echoes of the Dark Side.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of right amount of syllables. Right, it feels right, doesn't it? Echoes is a great word.
We kind of touched on it last week. You know, I do think echoes is a bit of a weak word.
Well, The Force Awakens and then echoes, you're going back a step. I guess I see what you mean there, yeah. Mm. Like it awakens. What would happen once it's awakened? I don't know, The Force.
Yawn of the Dark Side. The stretch of the Dark Side. The toast of the Dark Side. I like that.
The Force has morning wood.
Yeah. I don't know if they'll get their target audience with that. There was one other rumoured one that came out, which was The Order of the Dark Side. That's very Harry Potter.
That's political.
So we've got an Indiana Jones and we've got a Harry Potter style title. Oh, I don't know.
An Ancient Fear isn't long enough.
Well, that was one of these next couple are what ideas I'd had for titles. So Ancient Fear.
Yeah. A New Hope. I mean, An Ancient Fear.
Yeah.
It might work.
Shadows of the Dark Side. I think Shadows is a little bit of a stronger stronger word than Echoes. It's creepier.
Well, if we're going down the route of Empire, it's got to have some sort of reference to the Dark Side and or the First Order or the Empire, something like that, isn't it? It's got to go down that route. You've had The Force Awakens, a fairly innocuous name.
Yeah.
It's kind of... And by the Awakens, they mean start of the new series of films as well. It's kind of all tying in together. Now you're into the meat and potatoes. It's got to be Dark Side stuff. So I think,
The second act is usually the darkest one.
I jumped in there. Shadows of the Dark Side was good, but Return of the Sith. No, that's too much like Revenge of the Sith, isn't it?
This is just my idea, and I'm not married to it, but it's kind of somewhere between the Return of the Jedi and the Revenge of the Sith. So I guess thematically, if we're looking at Kylo, I mean, all the hints are there that Kylo sees himself as a Sith Lord, whether he is or not, whether Snoke is a Sith Lord or not. I think Kylo sees himself as a Sith Lord. That must be his ultimate goal, I would have thought, if he's trying to follow Vader's routes. The Return of the Sith would kind of work. And there's the nods at the two other trilogies, with one being The Return of the Jedi, one having Revenge of the Sith, and this is kind of a hybrid.
I like The Dark Disciple, though.
Okay, yeah. So this is from Ads. We had a question for on the other podcast. So at Ads Hillier on Twitter suggested, because I put a call out to people just to float their ideas to us. So he suggests Star Wars Episode 8, The Dark Disciple. That's fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. I like that.
That's a really strong idea.
You know, Ben at Century Eagle says underneath that, he makes a reference to the First Order Strikes Back, laugh out loud. But it, they do go back and forward with the titles. It is about good wins, then baddie wins, and you have to make it that yin yang to and fro thing. Otherwise, it'd be boring if they kicked ass and chewed bubblegum again, the Rebels. Yeah,
that's why I added that little thing at the end. I think this hints at what most of us dread, a retread of episode 5.
A rehash.
They can't... I don't think there's any chance that Rian Johnson would just blindly walk through a retelling of The Empire Strikes Back.
God, I hope not.
But Ben's pretty much... I like what he's done there.
Yeah,
the first
he's basically saying... Yeah, I mean, if there's an asteroid field in this and they go inside it and they land in a big moth...
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not going to be good. I think I'll get up and walk out at that point.
I think that would be a misstep on their part.
Because then you really... All they've done... Everyone will know, categorically, that all they've done is remake 1, 2 and 3 then.
Yeah.
They're close to it at the moment. They need to be careful and sail away from it again.
Yeah.
But please go off and do something unique and exciting. And you know what? You've shown that you can do it. Now go and make something compelling and dramatic and wonderful.
Well, if the next suggestion doesn't make it as an episode 8 title, then perhaps this could be a standalone movie at some point, and that would qualify for everything you've just said as being challenging. So this is from Stu Backer at Tales of Geekdom on Twitter. He said, episode 8, Zombie Solo Apocalypse.
Fantastic.
At least you get your heart
out. Why not?
Did you have any titles that you would prefer, Steve?
I find it hard to remember my own name most mornings. I can't remember a week ago when we hashed this out. It could have been 2 weeks ago. I kind of like a lot of those. I think we mentioned Shadows of the Dark Side last week, didn't we?
I think there was also at some point, I think there was a moment where Force Awakens was going to be called Shadows of the Empire.
Yeah.
But there was, and we've already had Shadow.
I mean, you've got, I can see there being a revenge or a return or a striking back of similar kind of words because this one ain't going to end well, is it? I know that I do want it to be like Empire in that much. I don't want it to be all fluffy and wrapped up nice. And that, well, then Han died in this one. I mean, this one's, but then Ben died in The New Hope. So
yeah,
I'm doing it now. I'm comparing it to 4, 5, and 6.
The second chapter, but that's storytelling. The second chapter should leave our heroes battered and bruised. And that's what happened in Attack of the Clones, as dreadful as that film was. It left everybody licking their wounds, and that's the way it should be, because when you go into your third act, your third film in a trilogy, you're looking to tie everything up, and you're looking to deliver on everybody's story arcs. So,
you've got So, we've had The Force Awakens, so let's assume that they're going to do an A now. Let's look at this, let's scientifically...
I like where you're going,
because we had A New Hope and The Empire, so they're going the other way around. So it's going to be A, it's going to be something dark.
Mm-hmm.
What about an Empire Reborn?
Oh,
something like that.
I like that. An Empire Reborn,
okay. God, if I'm right about that, I'm gonna get kudos forever.
Yeah, you know, someone was right on Reddit about The Force Awakens.
Really?
Somebody nailed it, like, way before the name was revealed.
Because it is interesting how the First Order aren't... It's a horrible word. It's a horrible couple of words, isn't it? It doesn't really scare you.
What, the First Order?
Yeah, it's a bit dungy. It doesn't scare me at all. I know that I'm hard anyway, but...
Well, there's that.
But the First Order, it's very Hitler Youthy type Nazi. But that's
That's what we said on the other podcast as well, wasn't it? That they're like kids in their dad's suits.
Yeah.
The First Order. They're not quite the bad guys yet.
No, let's say so we've got A or An, and then we've got Empire. So An Empire Reborn is a good word, isn't it? Because it brings into question now Kylo is reborn in the dark side. So kind of nice analogy. I kind of like an Empire Reborn now. It's growing on me.
Well, there you go. That's good. What about Catherine's suggestion, which is the next one on the list? At @cloud_zombie on Twitter suggests... she gives us two titles. Episode 8, Oh My God, or OMG, We're So Glad Jar Jar Isn't Around Anymore.
Yeah, and hopefully he would have died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Like, literally. How long did Gun-Guns live?
Too long. I think this yesterday, for May the 4th, somebody put out a picture. It was a piece of artwork of a stormtrooper beating a Gungan about the head with... with a blaster. They're still very unpopular, aren't they, those poor characters? But Catherine's second suggestion was Star Wars Episode 8, not Rogue One. I like what she's done there, but I think that works better the other way around, doesn't it? That Rogue One should actually be titled...
Not Episode 8.
Not Episode 8, because that's more important at this stage.
Let's hope no one gets up and goes, this is an Episode 8, and walks out. If they fail with their marketing so far, they bloody will.
Yeah,
I'm still racking my brains for another title.
All right, you're going to like this one. I really like this one. Richard Urbanski, at Bursky Solo on Twitter, suggests The Force Forsaken. That's good.
Force Forsaken. Yes, D, it's got the depth there. We didn't mention the fact that it should have a reference to the Force in it and the Empire. Okay.
But the only thing is, it does depend what the story is, obviously, because that's a pretty strong statement you're making, The Force Forsaken. Yeah, I don't really know. I've stuck another couple on there.
No, and also, the only reason I don't think it will be in there is because they've already had The Force.
They've used The Force now, haven't they? Yeah,
it's not going to... Yeah, I think they'll go with a different descriptive at the front, if that's the right word. Is that a pronoun? I can't remember. What's the... Is it a pronoun? I can't remember. I'm useless for things like that.
Yeah, it's definite article.
Thank you, Mark.
No, you're welcome. So the last two I've just tacked on there, Dawn of the Jedi or Dawn of the Sith.
Yeah, the good ones again. Dawn of the Sith is nice. But then aren't the Dawn of the Jedi and Dawn of the Sith millennia before?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
I mean, it's still good. I like them. They're all pretty good. I like The Force Forsaken. It's a shame they've done The Force Awakens, because that's kind of really cool.
Yeah.
I'm still sticking with an Empire Reborn.
Yeah, I like that. Empire Reborn. I wonder if they'll... I don't know if they'll be... do we have any titles where they've repeated any words? We don't, do they? We don't. They're all very unique, so we're not likely to see... They're probably not going to use Sith again.
What's another word for striking back? Let's assume they go down the Empire route and they go, oh, we don't want to go too far from Empire, because it worked before. Retaliates.
Yeah, but then you start getting really wordy, don't you?
Yeah.
The retaliation of the First Order. And these things, they drag their titles from the old RKO serials, don't they? The little short films.
Mm.
All that Buster Crabbe stuff and the Buck Rogers and Flash Gordon things. And it's not a retaliation of the First Order. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit too wordy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they're all good. When are we going to find out about this name? Because we're going to find out sooner or later, aren't we? How long before the film's released did we find out about The Force Awakens?
Well, that was quite a way ahead, and they did it in a really classy way. I don't know if you remember, but they dropped the trailer. It was November 2014. It was Black Friday, November 2014. And then they said on... because I'd just been to Lucasfilm like a week before or something, or maybe I'd only been back a few days, I think. Mm. And then this tweet went out and it said, the trailer for The Force Awakens will be out. And then someone came along and went, it's not called The Force Awakens, they haven't said what the title is. And then Lucasfilm went, yeah, we just did. That was our way of saying no pomp and ceremony. But it was over a year out. So at some point before Rogue One, realistically, we could hear... And maybe we'll hear, I was hoping that we might hear something yesterday. But I'm pretty sure they don't want to trample over Rogue One.
No.
They don't want to rob Rogue but One then, of any of the
I mean, we might right be now. Looking at an Episode 8 teaser with Rogue One, right?
Oh, that's highly likely, I would think, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll know by then.
Possibly, yeah.
They've got to give it out then.
Yeah.
Hmm, interesting.
I don't know if they'd put the first teaser out as just Episode 8. They probably will, yeah. So that's you make a good point. Maybe by the end of the year. So we'll have to look at what the big milestones are at the end of the year. Maybe it will be the release of Rogue One, or maybe there's what's the event they do in September? Is it Force Friday, I think they do in September?
Okay.
So maybe they'll do something there.
Hmm. It'll be interesting.
It will be.
Interesting times afoot.
Indeed. While we were talking about titles, before we wrap up, I know we're going to keep this one short tonight, but what about Han Solo? Do you think it's going to be Han Solo, a Star Wars story, or do you think there'll be something else? When Han
well,
met Chewie?
Well, you know my feelings on the Star Wars story bit. It makes a divide between those spin-off movies and the main sequence of movies, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because I want to watch them in order. So I don't like the Star Wars story bit. It's almost saying like, oh, it's like a TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, if it's Star Wars, it's Star Wars. Don't like undersell it or market it in a weak way. Say it's Star Wars, banner it up, put the scrolling text at the beginning. I really hope Rogue One has the scroll, the opening scroll.
I think it will.
It's got to, isn't it? And it has to start with a ship. There are certain things you can't break.
Yeah.
It has to be above a planet, ship flies by. You know, they're kind of rules of Star Wars, aren't they? And I don't like the Star Wars story in any of its iterations. I don't like it.
Star Wars Rogue One would have been fine, and Star Wars Han Solo would have been fine. Unless they wanted to do a series of Han Solo films, then you could do Han Solo and then a subheading. You know, like they yeah. like Lucasfilm did with Indiana Jones films.
I don't think Star Wars is, I don't think Han Solo is fine. You never name it's like calling New Hope Darth Vader.
That's a good point.
You don't have the name of the lead protagonist as in the film. It needs to be called something like, you know, I don't know, the Kessel Run or something.
That's a good idea.
You know, something like that, something that means something. But
that's something I'm hoping they'll tackle in these Han Solo films, that Kessel Run.
Is it going to be more than one film then?
I think so.
What, Han Solo films?
I think there's going to be a trilogy.
Wow. Okay.
They might wait until they've done the first one and see how it performs.
Yeah.
And then decide whether or not to push the boat out.
Well, it ain't going to perform very well without Anthony, is it?
We'll see. Nothing's locked yet, is it? So.
No. And that might be their secret squirrel thing. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
We do want it for him, don't we?
I'm being selfish. I'm sure he's a lovely guy, Anthony Ungerber, but he owns Harrison Ford. He owns that impression, if for want of a better word.
Yeah.
You know, he's a good actor in his own right. The bloody movie.
I think he's a pretty damn good heir to.
People want the correlation. They want to visually be presented with a link towards their favourite Star Wars character being Han Solo. It makes sense that you have someone who looks and can act like him. I mean, what the hell's wrong with that?
No, that's, you made a good point. I want him in it, and I wouldn't mind if they dropped the start. They should call all of them Anthony and Gruber's Han Solo.
But
and then
if he
Anthony
gets
and Gruber's it. When Han met Chewie.
Yeah. Yeah, and then put his name in the title. That'd be all right.
Yeah.
I do think, though, if he gets it, it should be written in the contract that they must let someone whip his chin to create that scar. That's his penance for getting the movies.
So now you want to harm a poor young actor.
I don't want to harm him. I want to make him look like Harrison Ford. and make him run like he's got a sack of bricks down his ass crack. Like Indy.
Have we got any more titles before we back out of this after Dark Side?
No.
No. Has Jen got any suggestions?
Jen, episode 8. Now you've seen episode 7. What do you think episode 8 is going to be called? Bearing in mind, episode 5 was Empire Strikes Back. The Empire Strikes Back. Come on. No, that was really boring.
What was that one?
Something Strikes Back. I think that actually is the title she wants. Something Strikes Back.
It sounds like a Family Guy episode.
Something Strikes Back.
Can we have more than one option, Jen?
Yeah, is that your only thought?
Yeah.
That is it. Chewy kicks ass and chews bubblegum, and he's all out of bubblegum. That is the title we're going for. Chewie's really miffed at losing his spooning buddy. And revenges a bit.
It's really, really wordy.
Yeah. It might need cutting down a bit. We'll Chewie, just call it Chewie's ass.
Chewie regrets not drowning Ben Solo as a child.
Chewie loses his afro comb. And has clinkers. There you go.
Straight out of, should we do like riffs on recent blockbuster hits? Like Straight Out of Compton, you could make a Chewbacca centric movie called Straight Out of Kashyyyk.
Oh dear, the hiccups are back.
All right, on that note, let's get out of here before you start hiccuping all over the podcast. All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Yes, nice for everyone to write in, and we're sorry if we bored you with an after dark, but it was worth doing.
We need to get those titles out there somehow.
We need to get them. Yeah, please keep them coming, those titles. They're awesome.
Yeah.
The law of averages says if we mention enough titles, we will be right.
Yeah.
We just have to mention 72 billion.
Is that the thing?
Yeah, I've just done it on a calculator.
I do need more suggestions because I'm just drawing a blank. I can't think of anything without becoming really derivative.
I personally like an Empire Reborn.
What about It's a Trap?
It's a Trap! It's coming on now, hang on. It was called Traitor.
Traitor?
With Guy Pearce.
I've never heard of that.
And Don Cheadle.
The Cheeds?
The Cheeds is in it. It's quite good. It's an Afghanistan, like a terrorist thing, plot, right. Cell thing. It's all right. It's on Netflix at the moment. It's got good stars. It's got 4 stars on it.
Do you know what? Did you finish 11/22/63
yet? Yeah, I'm up to episode 4.
Enjoy it?
Yeah, I'm liking it.
Have you ever heard of a show called The Tunnel?
The Tunnel?
Yeah.
No.
You've got to see it.
Is it good?
It's fantastic. There's 2 series out at the moment. One
is it
called
on Netflix?
No. I don't know. Let me have a quick look. Because I was... Corey from Tumbling Saber and I were swapping notes about shows the other day. Because he's really into British shows and I'm really into the American TV shows. But The Tunnel is a British made... Well, it's co-produced between Britain and France.
Is it about a portal, I'm guessing?
No, it's not. It's about the Euro Tunnel. The Channel
Tunnel. What, not? I'm asking a stupid question there. Not a documentary.
No. It is a thriller about... Let me just see if it's on...
That sounds awesome.
It is amazing. It's a thriller and it's got Clemence Posey, I think her name is. She was in... No, it's not on there, mate. But it's on Sky at the moment. And you can download everything. Series 1 and Series 2.
When you say Sky, what, Atlantic?
It is Sky Atlantic, yeah. But you can get the box.
I don't get that. We're on Virgin.
Oh, yeah, of course you are. Which basically it's about... there's a body that's found exactly the halfway point in the Euro Tunnel.
Mm.
So the head from the waist up.
You told me about this. One half's in France, one's in Britain.
And one half's in Britain. So they have to get a team of investigators from France and a team of investigators from Britain. They have to work together. And then it's all the friction between them as this guy, as it turns out, this guy's a bit like John Doe from Seven, where he says, well, he calls himself the truth terrorist and he's going to reveal the big thing. And there's all these elaborate, the first series is these five elaborate plots where he wants to show it's some sort of social crime. It all pays into some, there's a big thing at the end of it. I'm trying not to spoil it, so I end up being really nebulous with what I'm saying. But
and there's two series of it.
There's two series. So the first series deals with this body that's found the tunnel, and then it that kicks off a bunch of events that becomes the first full season. But then you get to see Clemence Posey's character and the guy who, he's from the Game of Thrones, but I can't remember his name at the moment. And it's about them forming this friendship, but she's a little bit like Stieg Larsson's girl with a dragon tattoo. She's a bit like Lisbeth. So she's a little bit off, a little bit left of centre, you know, like a little bit...
Yeah.
Like, as if she's got Asperger's. And he is a proper... like, because it's Kent. Everything on this side of the tunnel is all in Kent. So it's all neck of the woods. Our neck of the woods. It's all Dover and they're talking about Medway and everything, so...
Jen would like that.
You would absolutely love the show. It's absolutely brilliant. And
I'll try and download it.
The second series is called Sabotage.
Okay.
It's called The Tunnel Sabotage. And it's those two characters thrown back together again when a plane crashes in the channel. And they start picking away at this little thing to work out how this happened. And there's a kidnapping that may or may not tie into it. It's amazing.
I'll have to watch that.
It's so well made. They are so. The only thing I'd say about it, if I had to pick out any negatives about it, which I don't like to do, because you know when I love something, I'll get really hyperbolic about it. But if there is a negative, some of the supporting players aren't as good as the leads. But that's only because the leads are exceptional.
Well, that's all right. What did I see the other day that was quite good on Netflix? Oh, Coherence.
Coherence. Is that Gillian Anderson? Good.
I don't know. It's really good. It's a little B movie. Really good. Not very good score, but I really liked it. The star rating on it was about... I don't think it was good at all, but I thought it sounded intriguing, so I watched it. And it was really good.
I'm looking at it on IMDb.
Yeah. What did it get score-wise?
7.1 from 10.
Actually, that's not bad for IMDb.
It's got Nick Brendan in it from...
It's worth a watch. Buffy. You'd enjoy it.
Oh, okay. That's on Netflix.
Yes, he is in it, yeah. He's Alexander Harris.
Yeah, he's our mate's... he's Andy's... One of Andy's favourites, isn't he?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, I'll have to have a look at that.
Coherence. Yeah, it's quite a good movie. I enjoyed it. A bit of a brain fuck, but good.
Cool. Okay, I'll do that. Right, you go and watch The Tunnel, and I'll go and watch that.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, always good to have some recommendations, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate.
Okay, mate.
Have a good weekend.